This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN, and we are being joined by our good friend Chelsea Payton from the Lado District Library. And Chelsea, Christmas is nigh. What's going on at the LDL?
Well, to get some kind of housekeeping out of the way for Christmas coming up here and New Year's after, we will, as I think most places tend to be, closed all day. Wednesday, December 24th, and Thursday, December 25th for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then the next week, all day Wednesday, December 31st, and Thursday, January 1st for New Year's. Mm. So if the usual, if you have any holds that you would like to pick up during those days, what you can do is go online, or you can call and request what you would like. We can put those out in hold lockers for you in the garage. That way you can still get some books during the holiday time, even though we will not be open to help you inside the building.
Okay.
But otherwise, some fun news kind of with the building.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you and I have talked about the makerspace and art studio a little bit, and then we were a little quiet about it because
mm-hmm.
we've been working, you know, behind the scenes with bids and such and getting construction companies, all the boring stuff. I have fun news, which mm-hmm. is that construction will be officially starting in mid-January.
There you go.
So soon.
There you go.
So, because starting in mid-January, we do not know exactly when it will be finished, but the goal is the end of the summer.
Cool.
So, it's a big project coming up. But the fun part of it is we already do have stuff, like, that is makerspace that's already going on. We have, I know we've talked a little bit about it, the Tovertoffel Pixie
mm-hmm.
that we've been bringing out. We already have some cool 3D printers and stuff like that. So things are already coming together, just not in the like construction space. They're kind of living in different little places right mm-hmm. now in the library until they have that permanent home.
Okay. What else is shaking at the LDL this season?
Caddy Stacks has officially begun. That is our mini golf that we do during winter break. And I know we mentioned it a little bit last time. This year we have totally revamped it. And it is going to be a ton of fun. It is very much for all ages. So you can come into the library anytime now until January 4th. And come play some mini golf. Mm-hmm. Each hole was made by a different staff member. Everyone has put a ton of effort and time into it. And oh my gosh, like our staff are so crafty and so good at like mm-hmm. making these things. So yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun. You can come in and get a little putter and like a little pencil and sheet to keep count of your score
mm-hmm.
at our youth desk and go around. And I know there's going to be some kind of voting at the end for what your favorite mini golf hole is.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever staff, you know, whose mini golf hole wins is going to have major bragging rights for like the entirety of January.
Did Marty design a hole?
Marty did not.
No. But
this
you
was, it was mostly our adult services and youth services staff, as mm-hmm. well as my like partner in crime for marketing, Eliza.
Okay.
Hers, I might be biased. Hers might be my favorite, but I can't say what it is. I can't give the bias.
Are any Jane Austen themed?
No, none are Jane Austen themed, but we did finish up all that Jane Austen programming mm-hmm. Back on the 16th
mm-hmm.
With that high tea. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
We had an absolute blast with everyone. We did the cotillion dance after hours.
Yes.
Like, oh, everyone had a wonderful time mm-hmm. celebrating Miss Jane Austen's 250th birthday anniversary.
Yes. And she doesn't look a day over 178.
No,
all right.
Of course.
What else you have?
Okay, so we also have coming up, and this is something I'm super duper excited about, our winter reading challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We always promote the summer reading, and that's our whole summer long. This is our winter reading challenge. It goes from January 1st through 31st. The theme this year is cozy up with a good book. And it is, we're saying 'tis the season for coziness, and challenging our community to read at least 300 minutes or 5 hours through the month of January. As with our other reading challenges, you can participate on a Beanstack app or with a paper reading log, and it is a bingo this year.
Mm.
Everyone always loves the winter reading bingo, so we brought it back. So I do think the physical reading log is fun because then you get a physical like bingo board.
Mm.
So essentially by reading minutes and doing, I believe it's up to 6 fun little winter activities, you can earn your bingo. With one bingo, so that's horizontal, vertical, and diagonal, you can earn a hot cocoa kit from Patricia's Chocolate.
Ooh.
And it comes with a homemade vanilla bean marshmallow.
Oh.
Oh, they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you earn all the badges on the bingo card, you get blackout. You get entered in to win... a chance to win one of our two grand prize drawing bundles, which is our Cozy Day End bundles. Comes with stuff like a $20 gift card to the Bookman. They're called a book bean. It's like a pillow for reading. A plushy blanket, free large pizza coupon from Domino's, and it's all in a fancy Marushka tote bag.
Mm.
So a lot of fun supporting some also like small local businesses around here. And of course, any reading counts for this. So this is for audiobook people who, you know, listen to stuff to and from work, magazines, ebooks, graphic novels, manga, newspapers, everything.
Okay. All right. That's so good.
Something for everyone.
Something for everybody. Chelsea, if people want to learn more about what's going on down there at the LDL, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudetlibrary.org or follow us at loudetlibrary on social media.
She's Chelsea. I'm Jesse. This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's Favorite.